BerkeyBerkey.com today.
Are we ready for another week of listening to all the noise coming out of Washington and then figuring out how it affects all of us in our own backyards? Of course we are. We're rested. We're ready to tackle anything, right? This is America Tonight. My name's Kate Delaney, coast to coast, and all those nooks and crannies and backyards that I'm talking about. That's who we reach. It's Water Cooler Buzz at its best, and you get to participate and throw in your two cents. Of course you do. We're going to give you those digits a little bit later in the show. Also, you can always send us an email because some of you are working. The so-called third shifters. Hats off to the third shifters, the true coffee connoisseurs in America. People who work in the late hours know what a good cup of coffee is. That's why when I have such a hard time finding one, it's infuriating, isn't it? Here's where we start. Congress, with a shutdown looming, Congress is going to take another shot at the spending bill. So over the weekend, little to no progress was made on a compromise on disaster aid over the weekend. Would you want to be stuck in a boat with these guys, let's say with one paddle, and somebody had to figure out after you just bailed out of a big, let's say, cruise liner that was taken on water, and somehow you got invited to this political soiree, and unfortunately for you, you were in the boat with a bunch of politicians. You know what my answer would be? No. Put me in with the little people, because I think they could row me out of disaster. So now this whole shutdown conversation that came up last week is once again the focus, that the government might have to shut down because time's running out. So Congress comes back to work Monday. They're going to try to come up with some kind of a short-term band-aid funding measure to stop a government complete closure and avoid another problem with the market over the federal budget. They just cannot seem to get this done. So, the Sunday Swirl, or all the political talking heads that were on the Sunday shows, included Senator Lamar Alexander, who talked about the budget and talked about what's small potatoes and paying for disaster relief. Listen.
Everybody knows we're going to pay for every single penny of disaster aid that the president declares and that FEMA certifies. I don't like this business of sitting around blaming each other over such small potatoes. What we really ought to be doing is spending time to see if we can get $4 trillion in debt reductions.
Yep, so once again, the federal government, as he says, small potatoes, he's right about this. The bigger fight is the debt and the deficit, but it continues to be all the minutia in between. Do you know this is the third possible shutdown showdown in the past 6 months? How is that possible? How is it possible that we're in this kind of a situation? Oh, it's infuriating, huh? Would you be upset if the government shut down? 800-259-5791. Let's go to Sam in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. I had a good weekend. Did you?
Excelente.
Good.
Okay. I know I asked your technician what happened to his, because unfortunately I didn't get on, you know, for the first part. What happened to his Vikings? It happens. You know?
Right, that they can get blown out, except for that this is three games where they had a chance to win, to close the deal,
right,
and they let three games slip away.
Right.
And you gotta think there's something more to it when the games keep slipping and you can't afford to lose those three games because the season is a short season theoretically in the NFL.
Sure.
It's very hard to dig out. You heard Matt say that. How many teams have done it?
For sure. And, of course, and then I'm tempted to go, you know, because I did you know, I came home after refereeing football, and I saw the tail end of the Eagle Giant game, and you know, I was, you know, I'm thinking, let's hope this isn't last December all over again. But you know, I'm sorry about Michael Vick, but you know, I was glad my Giants won. Okay,
They look better in the first. Here's what happened in the first quarter: they looked great,
right?
And then they started unraveling. They gave the Eagles a million chances, and eventually, you know, you give them so many chances, they're going to score, and they started to score.
Right.
So it was looking like the Eagles had a great chance to maybe close the deal, and then everything unraveled for the Eagles.
Right. And today we in the CFL game here between Hamilton and Calgary, final score was only 55-36. So, I mean,
55-36.
Yeah.
That's a busy game.
Oh, yeah. The offensive coordinators were loving it. The defensive coordinators were probably going totally nutsoid. Now, you heard what happened in London, Ontario last Thursday?
In London, Ontario. Tell me.
Okay. Exhibition game between the Detroit Red Wings, Philadelphia Flyers.
Oh, another one of those open air things, right?
No, wrong. It was an indoor game. Even your technician knew what happened.
Came down to
a shootout. An African Canadian named Wayne Simmons, who's playing with the Flyers, trying out,
right,
is going in for a penalty shot. I'm going to clean this up. Idiot throws a banana on the ice.
Oh, that's not good.
Oh, big time. Not to mention, you know, Simmons is so used to it, he ignored it, went in and scored. So it proved, you know, he's so used to it. But still, I mean, even the mayor of London, Ontario, a town of about 350,000 people, 2 hours west of Toronto, wrote a letter, first of all, apologizing for this incident, saying that all people in London, Ontario are not like that, you know?
Yeah.
You know, when you get, you know, like in small towns, you get an NHL game, even an exhibition game like this, you know, a lot of people want to see it, and for some people, that could be a black eye for the town. Even Gary Bettman got involved and said that, you know, there are millions and millions of NHL fans, and just for one idiot, I don't know what he said, but I'm going to use the word idiot.
Mm-hmm.
For one idiot to ruin such a, you know, because most everyone's there to see, these guys are trying to make their teams, even though it's not the Toronto Maple Leafs, but, well, that's another story. And to see, like, you know, to see an NHL game, you know, in your town, even though it's an exhibition game, is a big deal. And I'm thinking, you know, it's your Flyers. I thought you would have heard something about it.
Yeah, sorry, I'm knee-deep in politics and real games, not the exhibition games.
But
nobody was even talking about it. Nobody was even talking about it in my world at all.
I know.
Here's the thing, Sam. I don't care about the NHL until we get closer to the real stuff. You know that.
I know that, but I said, you know, because of what happened, you know, a fan throwing banana on the ice.
Yeah, it's bad. They shouldn't
right.
be doing that. That's bad. And
right.
that's the problem for the game. That's the whole problem. You have a few idiots that ruin it, and then they do that, and then if somebody gets hurt, you know, we know. That's it. It was stupid. I'm glad you filled us in. Thanks, Sam. Always got hockey on the brain, Sam. Hockey, hockey, hockey. This audience has politics on the brain. Politics that they can't stand. There's too much of it. We're going to flip to that coming up next. 2012. What's shaking out there? We got the latest. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me. I will write you a song.
Well, they weren't worried about banana peels over the weekend in Florida with the straw poll, but Rick Perry's team is worried about the fact that Herm Cain, who's not showing up other than in single digits in the polls, the former CEO of Godfather's Pizza, rallied the Republicans in Orlando for a win in the fifth straw poll, the presidential poll on the Republican side of things. And Florida's big state, Cain had a landslide victory, 37% of the vote. So that exceeds the combined total for Perry and Mitt Romney, who Perry had 15%, Romney 14%. I don't think Romney is so concerned as Perry because he had a big free breakfast on Saturday and was talking to a lot of people and trying to really pull out that vote. And I think they thought that they had this straw poll, thought they had some momentum, and apparently they didn't. Herm Cain all of a sudden got the momentum. So is he picking up steam? That's what the message is coming from his campaign. Of course, you can think what you want about straw polls and what do they mean. It's a mock election. It doesn't reflect, you know, pretty much the overall voters' sentiments at large anyway. But in past years, it has predicted the party's national nominee. So is that streak in jeopardy because Cain won the poll? Do you think Herman Cain is the candidate, the underdog candidate, if you wanted to look at the polling, that's going to come around the final turn and be the nominee? Seriously, how many people think Herm Cain is going to be the nominee over, let's see, other people that could be on the list, like the Ron Paul? Say Ron Paul, Newt Gingrich, Herm Cain, they're all getting around the same in the polls. Of all those guys, you think it's going to be him? What I think happened is a lot of people didn't like Rick Perry's response on immigration. And then he keeps getting nailed by Michelle Bachmann when they do these debates on the HPV vaccination. You know, inoculating the girls, giving the order to inoculate the teenage girls. I think that that has haunted him in the last probably couple of weeks or so. But I would have said Rick Perry. I would have said Rick Perry would have gotten this. So Cain was just built up the momentum, had a bunch of rallies on Friday night. They said he was so popular. There were so many people coming out to see him that they had to jump up the room space, the capacity, and get him in a bigger room. And so in the end, you know what? He won the straw poll. What does that say? You know what Herm Cain is about? Getting rid of the tax code, replace it with a flat 9% tax on income, national sales, and business profits. And that's what he's pushing, 999. I mean, he says 999. That's his main thing that he's thrusting out there and saying that the people are in charge of the country and let's show them. So Mitt Romney, on the other hand, wasn't so worried about the straw poll. Mitt Romney is just focusing on Obama for the most part, not the opponents in the race to get the Republican nod for president. He's focusing on the weaknesses of the president and what he's promising.
The president and the people around him think that government is what makes us great. They're wrong. It's the people of America that have made us great and that will keep us great. When he was recently inaugurated, he went on the Today Show. And he said, look, if I can't get this economy turned around in 3 years, why, I'll be looking at a one-term proposition. I'm here to collect on that. 4 years ago, we said together that Michigan seemed to be enduring a one-state recession. President Obama said he'd change that, and he has. Now all the states are enduring a recession.
Yeah, come on. We're in a serious, serious situation when you look at, depending on where you live, just how badly they have bungled it. There's no question about it. Romney's right on that, but everybody realizes that. And the president is trying to say, look, it's the Republicans. They're log-jamming things with their votes, and I've got a jobs plan, and that can turn things around. And, you know, you heard Romney there say one-term president. What do you think, one-term president Obama? I mean, to me, that's the big question, and that's the question I keep getting asked when I am out and about, and the buzz that everybody's creating. It's not so much about the individuals as Paul, or although I think it should be, Paul or Romney or Perry or who's the person, who's the right person around the country. Do the Republicans even have one of the right candidates out there? It's really more, it's crazy. It's really more about, here's the guy that's in office. He sucks. We don't like him. So we want to get somebody else in there because look what's happened to the economy. Look at the direction America's headed in. We don't like where we're going. We need somebody else. It's almost that theory or that old saying of anybody but Obama. But does that really hold true for independents? Does that really hold true, certainly for conservatives, certainly for core diehard Republicans? But what about the independents? What about the Democrats that are disillusioned? Would they really vote for a Mitt Romney, a Rick Perry, a Ron Paul, a Herman Cain? Any of those guys? Somebody else? Michelle Bachmann? I don't know. Sarah Palin? Her name keeps getting thrown up, but there's no way. I've said this before. There is no way Sarah Palin's running. She can dangle the carrot, and she's the kingmaker in the Tea Party, but she's in a perfect position where she is, and there's no way she's jumping into this kettle of fish. That's not happening. So people can theorize as to when she's going to declare she's not or going to be in or whatever, but I guarantee she is not jumping into this. She is not going to go there. So now you have another poll, a different winner, and we've seen, remember, California, Ron Paul and Herm Cain getting Florida, Michelle Bachmann, of course, with Iowa, and you look at you look at all the polls, and this is straw polls, and what does it all add up to, and, you know, what does it ultimately mean? Well, it's non-binding. It's a take-a-temperature kind of thing, and it doesn't represent the whole populace voters-wise, so I think you have to take that into consideration. And that certainly was reflected in the mail, so without further ado, let's head to the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, thank you very much. This comes to us from Craig. Kate, I get a feeling you really enjoy some of what Ron Paul has to say. Bravo to you for mentioning it, because I think Ron Paul, as you have mentioned, has had the right ideas for a long time, but for some reason the mainstream writes him off as a little kooky. Of course he's kooky, because he was ahead of his time. Why don't people see that Ron Paul is the right guy for the right time? Well, you said it yourself. It's because he's doesn't have that polish that makes him really shine, I guess, to mainstream America, who's not, they're not looking under the hood so much. They like some of what he says, maybe. He's definitely labeled as a libertarian. And he's, you know, he's not getting the attention that Romney or Perry's getting. All right, here's another one. This comes to us from Tito. How come you don't like Rick Perry, Kate? I get the sense that you don't think he has a chance to win. I think he's going to be the nominee. I think he'll make a great president, although I must say I am somebody who came to this country illegally, and I live in Texas. He's given us a leg up, and I think he has the right ideas. Why do you keep pounding him? Actually, Tito, I'm not really pounding Rick Perry. Not really. He wouldn't be the, he's not my vote. He wouldn't be my vote. I don't dislike Rick Perry. I just don't think he's the right guy to be president. And you could look at a couple of things that we keep mentioning. Immigration hurting him. I don't like really what he did. In fact, I don't like at all what he did with immigration in Texas. And so that would be one reason why. There's things that he has done that I agree with, and there's things that he's fighting for that I agree with. But there's too much that I don't agree with. The virus thing, the executive order, I thought that was flimsy and stupid. I don't know why he did that and how he got talked into it and whether or not it was a few shekels that went to somebody that was pushing for his campaign or not. I don't even care about that. It's just the whole idea of the executive order on that one. And then you also add the other part of it. Yeah, he's going to get a strike on that from me, too. I don't think he's... I like him as... in his role as the governor, even with a few mistakes, but not leaping up to president. I don't like him there. Stay with us. We Can Count coming up next.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget,
crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Topping We Can Count. Talking protesters and New York. Protesters that I saw, by the way, that have been there for a while. When I was in New York City, it's a smaller band of them when I was there just last week, but about 80 people were picked up in police vans and cars and whatever. Five were hit with pepper spray, and it happened at 12th Street and 5th Avenue, just in case you know where I'm talking about. If not, hey, one of the main hot spots in New York City. And what the organization is, you've got people that are protesting against social inequality. And they're walking around with banners and they're chanting shame, shame, shame. And they walk near Wall Street and Union Square and they're calling for changes to the financial system that they say unjustly benefits the rich and harms the poor. The National Lawyers Guild is actually ponying up the legal assistance for the protesters, and witnesses say they saw three women collapse on the ground screaming out when they were sprayed in the face. Well, of course, the pepper spray. And this is being posted all over YouTube and, you know, all that stuff. So the question then becomes, and there was even in one of the newspapers I saw this, a New York newspaper, they asked, did you think the police crackdown is too hard on these Wall Street protesters? Are the police excessive and violent, or are they doing what they have to do because they're blocking traffic and they're disorderly and they're not doing what you know, not having an orderly protest, blah, 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 blah. But they are looking into the use of the pepper spray, the police force itself, because now it's become such an issue. And things that they film where people were being thrown to the ground and all that sort of stuff. And the protesters are under a banner, and this is what I saw when I was there, called Occupy Wall Street. And they've been there since, you know, last weekend. They're trying to draw attention to the economic system that a lot of us think benefit the people who already have money. And they're getting a little attention, I think. And they've been there for, you know, it's the same people. A lot of the same people have been there for a while now, for over a week. So good for them. Where does it lead? I don't know. But certainly a few people are paying enough attention to it, but it's what so many of us believe. So prices at the gas pumps. This also fits into weekend count. Have you noticed they've dropped a little bit? A little bit of easing there. 12 cents over the past 2 weeks. The average price of a gallon of self-serve regular, $3.54. Oof, it's a lot cheaper in my neck of the woods. But $3.19. I saw it at $3.19. So it's still much higher, in some cases, 85 cents higher than it was a year ago, especially in your major cities. The city with the lowest average price, they say, St. Louis, at $3.08. Isn't that crazy? $3.08 in St. Louis. In Seattle, you're paying $3.85 for that same gas. And we're talking about regular. And, of course, it's different prices around the country. I mentioned, you know, $3.19 where I live. One last one for you. Two Americans that we've been talking about that were held for 2 years in the worst prison on the face of the earth. And they were accused of, in Iran, accused of spying. They were returned to the U.S. officially on Sunday. And now they're spewing out everything that they've been holding in for a very, very long time. Josh Fatale and Shane Bauer at Kennedy Airport in New York City. They were released from prison last week. This is part of the journey of getting there. They had to pay a $1 million bail. It was $500,000 for each one. And if you don't know the story, quickly, I'll just re-rack it for you. In July of 2009, they were hiking around the Iran-Iraqi border. They say they were only hiking in Iraq's peaceful Kurdish region, and they might have wrongly ended up in Iran. And I've said this before, why were they hiking there? Do you have any desire to go hiking in the Kurdish region of the Iraq, possibly Iran border? The answer is no. There are a million of other great hiking spots that I could tell them, and maybe they've been to some of them. Guarantee they have not been to all of them. So the good news is that they did get released. Now they're, like I said, letting the floodgates open, saying it's just a pack of lies, all the crap that they had to say when they were being held. And it was awful. They'd hear the scream of the other prisoners, and they were worried. They were sentenced to 8 years, and they were scared to death that they were going to have to do those 8 years. And they said the ironic thing is that they were against U.S. policies against Iran and going after them for nukes, for nuclear enrichment, for doing that, for uranium enrichment, that Mahmoud Ahmadinejad says his country is just doing that for power, but we, many of us, say, not so fast. Well, he's saying, Josh and Shane are saying, we support that country, and then they pick us up, and this is what happens. So they don't have that fuzzy feeling about Iran, I don't think, anymore. So, and then the big statement that came out, they held us because of our nationality, because we are Americans. That's why they held us. Duh. Didn't you think that's why they were holding you? Didn't we all think that's why they were being held? Of course, and because they were in the wrong place. Why were they out there in the first place? Why were they hiking in that area? You know, that's what I don't understand. Why were they hiking there? Of all the places. And they even said, we don't even know if we cross between this unmarked border. We're not even sure, and we'll probably never know, but who cares? It's not about that. It's because we were Americans. Ugh. All right, let's go to Jeremy, who's listening to us in Alaska. Hey, Jeremy.
Hi, Kate. Good to talk with you again.
Good to talk with you.
Well, I don't want to rain on the McCain win parade or anything, but I learned today that the media was coming out with those results like 30 minutes before the official time schedule. So that, and if you do the numbers, 24% of the vote is actually missing because they closed, I guess they closed the polls like 30 minutes early or something, you know, but, I wanted to hear your, I sent you some links on Facebook about that, and,
I've seen those.
As far as the federal government, what's that now?
I've seen those. You mean talking about, that maybe there was a mistake in some of the straw poll voting? Right.
Well, it looks like if you do the numbers, it looks like 24% of them are just missing. Now, if I'm wrong, I'd love someone to correct me. But
the Kane people are saying no, that's not true. They're saying that no. It was there's no such thing happened. So they're trying to dispel all the rumors and what actually happened with the straw vote and was everything counted and did they really close early? So this is, you know what this is, Jeremy? This is politics as usual is what this is. And it does seem odd, but we've seen that in other places. Certainly, here's the thing with these straw votes. If you have enough of your people in the room who are voting, who are at the event, then guess what? You're going to win. If you have loyal legions with you that are pouring in to whatever state it is to, you know, that are going to vote in the straw poll, well, that's going to make the big difference. And that's what I think Kane was around. He was pressing the flesh and got a lot of those people, of course, got the momentum and got them to vote. And that would make things fall in his direction. That's the thing with the straw vote is it's non-binding. We know that it doesn't represent a wide swath of people. However, as I did say before when we were talking about it is, you know, in the past that Florida straw poll has determined a lot. Is it coincidence? Is this just a weird twist? Was there too many of his supporters there? So that's why, just like others that have won it in the past in these other states. Because that's what happens, you know. Or is there more to it? Is suddenly he going to be somebody, the underdog that comes around that final turn and surprises a lot of people? And I would say no. If you ask me to take a vote on what's going to happen with Herman Cain, I would say, you know, forget about whether people were shut out of trying to cast their vote or whatever. You know, because officially he got 37%. Of the 2,600 votes cast, but did you hear it? I said 2,600 cast. So that's not a huge amount of people. And here's the thing. He's also a grassroots kind of guy. And that's what his campaign is trying to do. And I think that's what they did for that Florida straw poll. That's what I would chalk it up to. And he's keeps saying he's the common sense guy and, so that's what he's pushing home. And Kane's win really just kind of wrapped up a three-day Republican powwow, if you will, at the Orange County Convention Center. There were thousands and thousands of people who were there to watch from the debates on down. And, you know, minutes before the vote, Kane, Santorum, and Gingrich each addressed the crowd. And some of the others just sent other people to speak on their behalf. And I don't know, did that make a difference or is there something more to it? Stay with us.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
What do Muslims really think about the world today? And is what you think about Muslims really true? Find out on The Optimistic Muslim on WebTalkRadio.net. Listen to David Liebert, prominent North American Muslim leader, as he talks to people from every religious persuasion, finding inspiration, controversy, hope, pain, and some surprising answers to the problems we all face and share. That's The Optimistic Muslim on WebTalkRadio.net today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Into this segment before you head for the exits. You know, it's kind of like the reverse of when you go to the movies and you have no choice but to sit through the previews when you go on an opening week. I guess if somebody saves your seat, you don't have to do that. But a lot of times if it's jam-packed, you can't get away with that, right? So that's what I call my style of jam-packed. You heard Jeremy in Alaska talk about Herm Cain and the fact that, you know, now they're talking about there might have been some mistakes, and that's probably the reason why he could have won that, and how did he double up on the numbers. But then you heard the amount of people voting in that straw poll, and then you ask yourself the significance, and, okay, sure, you could go history-wise and say, well, but then the last guy that won the Florida poll and the last guy before that and then the guy before that, they're the ones who got the nomination, so you can't completely write it off. But they're talking about, and again, this is the Cain people are saying, well, it's nonsense, But they're saying, and even the Washington Post, is they're saying that 3,500 delegates were chosen by county chairs and another 1,500 attended by the lottery method. That's how they get the votes. So then they say, well, if that's the totals, those numbers don't add up. So how are they coming up with the numbers that they're coming up with in Florida? And my answer to that is apparently these people in Florida just can't count. It's just like that. Remember Hanging Chads, whoops, problem here with the addition with the Florida straw poll, maybe. So was there some shenanigans going on, right? And what's interesting, too, is that they, you know, what they're talking about is the first place, the second place, the third place. And if they, if this is a rigged thing, well, then isn't it a meaningless straw poll? So, you know what, here's my take on this. I say this over and over again, but it's like beating a dead horse. Is it just that nobody, like all of you listening right now are like, oh, gosh, why are we talking about this again? I'm sick of hearing about what's going on with the 10,000 debates and what's happening in the latest straw poll, because this stuff is not the real thing. This is just the lead up. This is just the warm up. How significant is it? Do you really think that Herman Cain is going to knock off Perry or Romney? I mean, if you go back traditionally, you look in politics, a lot of times somebody else comes out of left field, and then before you know it, they snag the nomination. Or you could look at John McCain. How did John McCain end up becoming the candidate the last time around for the Republicans? He was running out of gas. He was running out of money. He wasn't getting much attention at all. And boy, the sexy candidates back then were Rudy Giuliani. People keep talking about Rudy, and he's the guy, and he's going to get it. And then he puts all of his eggs in the basket in Florida, and you see how everything blew up for him. And Romney was also there, you know, and a lot of the same crew are the same people that we're seeing again. And then you hear everybody wants Governor Chris Christie to run from New Jersey. And, oh, Jeb Bush would do it in Florida. He's the guy. But would they elect another Bush, especially this close? Bottom line is, what they have to do is breathe some kind of serious life into somebody as you get closer and closer to this thing. And I think it's just too far out. And so the interest is there. The interest is there to watch what's happening with the White House and to see how now for the third time in 6 months there's the threat of a shutdown in D.C. and all the nonsense that's going on in Congress. And, of course, all of us are fed up. There's no question about that. I mean, how do you describe America right now? Somebody said it to me. Somebody said that to me from Sweden. That was Swedish. Said, how would you describe the situation in America politically? And I said, fed up. I think people are sick of it. They're sick of the status quo, and they do want to change. But it really has to be change you can count on this time. And so straw polls that might have been rigged with a small, minute amount of number of people, how much faith do you put in that anyway? And is it just, in all this whole handicapping thing, it's like trying to handicap, I don't know, the Kentucky Derby, when you have a whole pile of money a year ahead of time, because you're looking at the forecast of the three-year-olds. Is it just too soon? I think it's too soon for most people. The conversation is valid, but I think it's too soon for a lot of people to really say, we're going to nail this thing. We're going to narrow it down. And I guess that's why so many of the candidates, I asked this question on the air, but I guess that's why so many of them ultimately are hanging around, because they know maybe it's too soon. Maybe I am going to be the long shot that comes around the final turn and surprises everybody. But I just don't get the feeling that of the two guys standing that both of them are going to fall, meaning Perry and meaning Mitt Romney. Could happen. I'm going to lighten the load here for a second because I know all of you probably at some point zone out and watch Tunage. You watch some kind of animated show. The Simpsons, at this point, they're coming close to their, 500th episode. Can you believe that? I remember the first couple times I started watching The Simpsons. It seems like I lived in California. It seems like forever. When I watched it, and the executives at Fox are actually thinking of creating a 24-hour channel just for The Simpsons. How popular do you think that would be? 23 years. It started in 1989. How many references of The Simpsons do we have in pop culture? Right? It's like South Park. South Park, Simpsons. I don't know. Think that would fly? Matt, what do you think? A 24-hour Simpson channel? Do you think that would get pretty decent ratings?
I guess, because there are times, especially when we're done with this show, between, 3 and 5 in the morning, there's not a lot on TV, and if you can just pop on, I guess, The Simpsons, it's better than watching whatever infomercials on at the time.
Yeah, so that's how you started to watch it.
Well, I'm just saying.
You just could zone off to it.
I'm just saying, yeah, that would work as far as, a 24-hour channel. I can see it getting played then. Or if, I don't know, I'm sure just for myself, I've seen all the episodes up until a certain point, up until like the first 10 seasons probably. And if one of those episodes is on, you can kind of check in and out of it. If you got like 10 minutes just to kill some time, you can watch it. I don't know, but I don't know if it would work for a lot of other shows, but being that show has been around for, 20 years now, there's probably enough material to cover it.
Yeah, there probably is. 500 episodes, you figure by the time you repeat it, you could. There's definitely enough episodes to cover it, but is it something that could we get sponsored enough? I mean, of course they're going to get sponsored, but is it something that people would follow enough they would still be able to get the ratings? And if you get your own channel, that takes it off of, does it take it off of Fox? Do they still run the current episodes on Fox and put the other ones? I think that would probably work. Because what do they care about? What does Rupert Murdoch care about? Money! So I don't think they rip it out of the Fox lineup. Probably they keep it in that and then they start another channel with it. Man, Matt Groening, when he created The Simpsons, guarantee he never thought it would end up where it's ended up. Guarantee he never thought that.